This is WSKG News. I'm Gabe Altieri. Governor Cuomo's economic development programs have been criticized for a lack of results. He said they'll bring jobs to the state. Others say that's not happening. In the spirit of full disclosure, WSKG has benefited from this economic development money. For a deeper look, let's bring in Joe Spector. He's the Albany bureau chief for the Gannett Papers. Spector and his colleagues just finished a series on the governor's economic development programs. Hi, Joe. Thanks for doing this.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So you looked at whether all this economic development money is working. So is it creating jobs?
You know, it depends on the area. You look at $8 billion a year that's being spent. Some things have gone well. Money that's gone to tourism, for farming, for breweries. Those are industries that are really doing well in New York, and particularly upstate. But then you look at some of the money that's gone to other industries, trying to revive the manufacturing industry, and overall trying to create new jobs in the state. It's been really a tale of two states. New York City, jobs are up. Upstate, the labor force is down. And when you look at the overall picture, the unemployment rate is down all across the state, and the governor has talked regularly about that. The problem is you look at the labor force, the number of people who are working, and while it's up in New York City, it's down in the rest of the state.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of numbers flying around. What amount of this money is truly new money flowing to business, and what is just sort of rebranding of government spending that was already happening?
Well, that's right. I mean, there's a lot of different programs. I mean, we're talking dozens of programs that are aimed to bring new jobs, to retain jobs. So, new money. Well, you talk about the regional development councils. That's one big pot of money that New York doles out each December. There's a big award ceremony here at the Capitol where they give out more than $700 million a year. In any event, that $700 million includes about $200 million of quote-unquote new money. The rest is money that's, as you mentioned, kind of repackaged from state agency money that went out in prior years, and now it's all been somewhat rebranded into this regional council awards each year.
Yeah, and you mentioned those regional councils. Can you quickly, for the people that might not know, explain what those are, who makes them up?
Yeah, so when Governor Cuomo took office in 2011, he created these 10 regional councils, and it's made up of the main leaders in each region, the business leaders, public officials, and what they do is they get together each year, figure out what the priority projects are in each region, and they submit that list to the state. What our reporting found is that while a lot of this money is designated for various projects, there really isn't a clear way of checks and balances to determine is the jobs that are being created or hope to be created being fulfilled. And where's the reporting that goes into where can someone from the public really go and look and see where things are? And a lot of critics say that it's just not there.
And I want to get into that question of oversight in a second, but we've heard anecdotally that some of this money hasn't been dispersed yet. Could that be a reason why these jobs haven't shown up? Is that a good defense?
Well, that's part of it. And that's one of the things that folks say should be more closely tracked, you know, how much money has gone out, what's still in the pipeline. Obviously, these projects can take years to develop. And so they're asking for money for projects that could take a long time to create jobs. And that's really when you take a step back and you look at the totality of what we found here is that when you talk to state officials, they'll say, listen, you know, we're trying to reverse what is decades of manufacturing job declines and population declines. So, you know, the governor's initiatives are somewhat, if you just take a broad look, are still, you know, kind of in their infancy, 6-7 years here.
To that question of oversight, who is doing the oversight of these programs, of this spending, and should people trust them?
Well, that's the fair point. That's one of the main criticisms that you hear from people. You know, these regional councils, a lot of their work, they have public meetings, but the voting is done behind closed doors. Some lawmakers that I've spoken to said that they've sought to what the votes are on some of these projects, and, you know, they can't get it. I mean, ultimately, the state does put out some of the scoring on this, but that's months later. And, you know, and then there's various other programs. There's programs on the local level. Those aren't connected to the governor's office directly, but they dole out billions of dollars for tax breaks for businesses, and there's just so much of this. The questions are, okay, you know, where is this money going, and are we getting the best bang for the buck?
Joe Spector's story is part of a larger Gannett investigation into Governor Cuomo's economic development programs. You can check out the stories in the Press and Sun Bulletin, the Ithaca Journal, and the Elmira Star-Gazette. Joe, thanks.
Thank you.